today, and we're going to start out with a hymn this morning, Trust and Obey, but it's in like a calypso or like a, I don't know, to make you think about the islands, David. So, okay, Trust and Obey. Let's join together and sing.
Church. The great hymn to begin the morning with as we continue Paul's conversion story that we started 2 weeks ago and we come to the table of the Lord. If you're a guest among us today, we offer a special welcome to you and invite you to complete the communication card, the light yellow card in the worship folder that we might celebrate your presence among us. And we also just lift up that card if there's any ministry services or information that you'd like from the faith community, including the Aldersgate e-alerts that go out. If you don't get those, this is how you sign up for those. A couple other ministry items that I bring to your attention. The heroin opioid drug seminars we've been doing, three of them are in the books, and we have a final one, a fourth one, this week. You need not have been at the prior ones to attend this one, but that's the goldenrod sheet. Next week, we'll have American Cancer Society ministry moment for our Relay for Life Cancer Crushers team from Aldersgate that will be involved in that Mechanicsburg Relay for Life the beginning of June. Information's there on the green sheet. And especially draw your attention to the blue sheet. We're looking for names of graduates in the congregation, high school, college, trade school, and it can be any age. We want to be able to celebrate the gift of intellect and mind and opportunity God gives us. So if anyone in your household meets that criteria, please submit that. Otherwise, we might not know. And on the flip side of that, draw your attention to next Sunday, simultaneous to the 11 o'clock service. The 11 o'clock worship service will be here. Pastor Zane Wilson will offer that message in my stead so I can be down in the Family Life Center at 11 o'clock. We're having a ministry celebration and farewell time for Jody Dodson, who's completed 8 years of children's ministry director at Aldersgate full-time and several more years part-time and in a volunteer role. We invite you, if you can attend that, we're asking church leaders to come out and celebrate that, as well as anyone connected in the ministry. If you're able to, please come down to Jody's farewell. In a moment, we'll receive a video on Mother's Day, celebrating the gift of moms to us. And on the way out, there'll be two ushers positioned, one in the central atrium here, and then one a little bit down the hallway to catch people exiting those doors. We have two baskets, a variety of gifts for moms, ranging from a mom's heart that you plant it and flowers come up to a marker, a luggage tag. If we could get one of these for men, I think I'd take one of those. They're pretty cool. And prayer cards for the week, bookmark, and a Mother's Day heart pin. We invite you to take one out of that selection on your way out if you're so led. Also, always want to be sensitive on Mother's Day. It is a time of rejoicing and thanksgiving for many who've been blessed with a great mom relationship, or your mom has been around all your life. For others, it's not so great because maybe they lost their mom early on, or maybe the relationship just wasn't good and healthy and loving and nurturing. And then there's the memory of those who have gone before us. So we know and are aware that when we say Happy Mother's Day, there can be a mix and array of emotion. And I just encourage you to know we're sensitive to that, and we want you to know that God meets you where you are as our only perfect parent. And we pray for each of you to have a blessed Mother's Day through the hope, the celebration, and even the hurts and the healings that might entail. That said, we have we've gleaned our resources and have a very, I'm getting super serious now, very serious Mother's Day reflection for us. So if we could bring that up.
Last year, she amazed her family. But now...
Mom, my science project is due tomorrow.
Jeremy hates me.
When chaos strikes...
Mom, I want to play Xbox.
No, it's my turn.
Her true powers will be revealed.
Hey, honey, your mom said she's going to stop by later. Is that okay?
Quiet! Do you hear that?
I don't hear anything.
Exactly.
I'm panicking.
Natalie, what did you do?
How did she know?
Gifted by God with the power to read minds.
I don't have any homework.
No.
I mean, I did all my homework.
No.
Well, I did some of it.
No.
Fine, I haven't started yet.
There's the truth.
The wisdom to restore peace.
He said, that's it. We're finished. So sick of this texting.
What?
Let me see that.
Wait, this says sick of this testing, not texting.
Oh, right. He was taking the ACT. Thanks, Mom.
The insight to see the future.
I forgot to think of a science project.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Yes!
With a verse of unlimited capacity. And her secret weapon, the look. These abilities combine to form the ultimate example of warmth, tenderness, and dignity.
Happy Mother's Day. God gives us the gift of laughter in the midst of life's difficult journey. And we invite you to rise and sing to God as the praise team leads us.
We're going to start out this morning with a song that we've only done one other time. It's called The Songs of the People Will Rise. And just that title always reminds me of... In the psalm, it's Psalm 141, where it talks about our prayers being lifted to God like the sweet smell of incense. And so I pray that that's what would happen this morning as our voices are lifted to God, that it would just be like the sweet smell of incense to Him. Will you pray with me before we start? Father God, here we are just as we are, and we thank you so much for this opportunity that we have to come before you in worship. I thank you, Lord, for all who have walked through the doors this morning, and thank you that you meet each one of us exactly where we are. Hear our music that we offer up with love and thanksgiving for who you are and for the difference that you have made in our lives. We love you so much, God. We just pray that we would know your Holy Spirit this morning. It's in your name that we pray these things. Amen.
Hear it echo from the valley to the sky. It's the heartbeat of the dead now raised to life. Nothing can stop the sound. God be lifted high. The songs of the people will rise. Hear the broken, see the helpless find a way. From the darkness to the light in Jesus' name. Saints all sing, God be glorified. The songs of the people will rise. The songs of the people will rise.
He's a mighty fortress.
A mighty fortress, the solid rock. Holy, holy, how great thou art.
Blessed Redeemer,
be glorified. people will rise. The songs of the people will rise.
A mighty fortress.
A mighty fortress. The solid.
Church, I want you to think of yourself as the holy choir. At choir practice, we talk a lot about breathing in and taking big air into our lungs. And so, would you humor me? Let's take a deep breath in and exhale. Rob, don't you miss this? Blow out. Breathe in again and exhale. Psalm 150, verse 6 says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Breathe in and exhale. Pastor Troy has talked to us a couple times about the word Yahweh, and the word Yahweh is the Jewish word for God. There are those that believe that the word Yahweh, that he is so holy that that name can't even be spoken by human lips. And so instead of speaking it, they think of it as breath. When they inhale, will you do that with me? One more time. If you think about that, church, from the first time that we take our waking breath when we come from the womb until the day that we pass from this life into our heavenly glory, there is never a time that we're not speaking the name of Yahweh, the name of God. Do it again. Breathe in. moving on the waters? Who is holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of?
VBS Ministry Moment with Jody Dodson, our Director of Children's Ministries.
You saw the bullseye coming, right? You too can have a bullseye on your chest. So it's time for Vacation Bible School. It's you have a white handout inside your bulletin, so feel free to sign up. I've tried my best to kind of give a description of what the different needs are. But it is time to sign up, and once you do and you volunteer, you get this awesome shirt that's like Captain America, but without a star, we have a cross. So you can be a true Avenger at our VBS. Our theme is Hero Central, and it starts with two-year-olds and goes through to fifth grade. So all of you who have sixth graders who have been begging to volunteer for years, Mrs. Coburn's like very excited, they can volunteer and they can get a shirt, because they make awesome helpers at VBS. So sign them up, sign you up. If you have not gotten your mother a Mother's Day gift yet, sign her up and get her a t-shirt. She'll love it, but do it anyway. All right, so I also have registration. It's open online, and I also have paper ones. I'm gonna be in the hallway after the service, so you can pick one up if you need one to register your children. Also, like I said, it's also online. So I will be here for Vacation Bible School, even though I am leaving. I'm in charge of VBS for the last time this year, but Melanie and I look forward to seeing you and being a part of it. And if you have any questions, please just reach out to me. So thank you.
Jerry, stay there. A reminder, if you're able to be here at 11 next week, simultaneous to worship here, we'll have a celebration of Jody's ministry 8 years here. Jody, my hope and prayer for you in these final weeks is for you to realize how gifted you are of God. And won't you just affirm her? We've been gifted this morning by wonderful music that helps bring us and tune our hearts to sing God's praise. As the choir comes forward now, we will present to God God's tithes and his offering. We'll let the choir come forward first before we... Thank you. Lord God, all that we have is sourced in you and comes from you, just like that very breath that you gave us, without our asking or earning. We thank you, Lord, for the intellect you give us, the physical strength you give us, and for the opportunity you give us to be remade in your giving image. Receive these gifts and multiply them to your goodness and your glory. Amen. I don't know that I say this every week, but I think it every week, and I think I say it a lot. We are so blessed with the talent, the gifts, and the service put in by our praise team, and especially by Sherry's leadership. We're grateful. We count the blessings that God has given us. It's sort of hard to complain about life when our mouths are full of blessings that we name. Think about that the next time you're on a complaining rant, and I'll try to do the same. If our mouths are full of thanksgiving to God, we can't do much complaining. Would you join me in prayer? Lord God, as we pause in this moment, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you as we come to your table and discover again the amazing promise of your grace and your power to raise us from our brokenness. Meet us here as you promised in your Holy Spirit. Amen. 2 weeks ago, we looked at the first half of Saul's conversion experience on the road to Damascus. And out of that, we heard a preaching proclamation that boiled the scripture down to Paul's perfect two questions. Anyone remember those? Who are you, Lord? When Paul was driven to his knees with the brilliance of God's glory confronting him. And then when God responded, and Jesus, the Spirit responded, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you persecute. Paul's second perfect question was, what would you have me do, Lord? Who are you, Lord? And what would you have me do? I just hate it, don't you, when a preacher actually, like a squirrel, stumbles upon a nut and finds something that preaches good and sticks? And that's been sticking with me for a couple weeks, and it hasn't always been comfortable. But the promise is that God calls us to His glory. Today we look at the second portion of Paul's conversion experience, and moving then from that blinding light on to Damascus and the rest of the story. But before we look at that scripture, I want to rehearse the beginning so we're all on the same page. In Acts 8, this is not projected, we hear the day of severe persecution began against the church in Jerusalem. All except the apostles were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria. Those in the name of Jesus were being dispersed into the community because of persecution. Devout men buried Stephen. Stephen, a follower of Jesus, had been stoned, and Saul oversaw that stoning. Devout men buried Stephen and made loud lamentation and cries over him. But Saul was ravaging the church by entering house after house, dragging off both men and women. He committed them to prison. 2 weeks ago, we heard the reading from Acts 22 where Paul confessed that he oversaw the imprisonment and the persecution of the church and many in Jesus' name. He was enemy number one. If you knew of Saul and you were a follower of Jesus, you didn't want that knock coming to your door. So Saul is confronted by the Spirit on the road to Damascus to do some more persecution, and Paul is driven to his knees by the brilliant light of Christ, and in that cries out, "Who are you, Lord?" And that's when Jesus responds in the Spirit, "Jesus of Nazareth, the one you're persecuting." And then Paul's second perfect question, what would you have me do, Lord? He says, you need to go to Damascus, and there you will find out. We don't all have Paul conversion experiences. Indeed, most of us don't have that type of a radical conversion experience. Ours are more ongoing conversion events, but we see soon that Paul's was as well. And today we read this passage of the rest of that story, the conversion of Saul, Acts 9, beginning with verse 8. May our ears and our hearts be open to the good news. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. For 3 days he was without sight and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias. He answered, Here I am, Lord. The Lord said to him, Get up and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. At this moment he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in, lay hands on him so he might have his sight restored. But Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who invoke your name. In other words, Ananias is saying to God, you're crazy. But the Lord said to him, Go, for he is an instrument whom I have chosen to bring my name before Gentiles and kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. And so Ananias went and entered the house. He laid his hands on Saul and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, has sent me so you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and his sight was restored. Then he got up and was baptized. And after taking some food, he regained his strength. What a powerful gospel story. This Saul who went door to door persecuting the church. This Saul who said, Jesus is nothing but a good teacher. The rest of it's just phooey. That God never gave up on him. He pursued him in his active and hateful rebellion and confronted him. And in the midst of Paul knowing it all, he didn't know who was confronting him. Who are you, Lord? And in the brilliance of God's, the perfect parent, God's love to Saul, Saul was led to say, What would you have me do now that I'm driven to my knees and blind? And it's interesting that it takes helpers, friends, people to direct and walk with Paul to Damascus. Otherwise, he doesn't know how to get there. He can't find his way, and he's not going to regain his sight or know the rest of the story as is commissioned to him by God. He had to be helped. This was Paul, who was used to directing everybody else to do what he thought was holy and right. He had to be helped, and he probably needed to be stricken blind to be open to help. I've labored with that affliction all my life, not wanting to take help from anyone. My internal struggles, because that's not what I'm wired to do. I'm supposed to take care of others, right? Well, that's dangerous because you can start thinking you're the fixer and the savior of everything and everyone, and that'll just end up in a miserable life. There needs to be a balance, and the Spirit is bringing a balance to Saul's life, that he not only continues to have his gifts of leadership and direction, but that he has to surrender to God's direction, and it must come through others leading him in his blindness. It's a good news passage for me, church, for you, for us. Because no one is beyond God's reach. Sure, it requires their participation, but it also requires our part. And that's where Ananias comes in. Sometimes you and I will be called to do what we think is dirty work. I don't want to deal with that person. They push my buttons. I don't deal with them as she's passive aggressive. I don't want to deal with they're my enemy. And Ananias, Lord, you're crazy. This guy kills people. He kills people that love Jesus. He goes door to door. Lord, you want me to go and pray over him? Why don't you smite him? This passage has everything to do with the current state of the world we live in. My enemy is not God's enemy, this passage proclaims. My enemy and my fear might be God's potential instrument of glory. Say what? Lord said to him, go, for he's an instrument whom I have chosen to bring my name before Gentiles and kings and people of Israel. I will show myself through him. Sherry began with a beautiful Spirit-led leading of us today. Did you hear what that sounded like when we all did it together? Every moment, we're speaking the name of God. Even while I'm cursing people made in God's image. Even while I'm focused on my own agenda instead of God's will. He never abandons. It doesn't mean there won't ultimately be a consequence, an eternal separation, but for the here and now, the good news is he's still reaching. Amen. And he still wants you and me to do what we might even consider to be dirty work. Because there is no worthless human being in the sight of God. Everyone made in God's image is of sacred worth. Whether I like them or not. Whether you can tolerate them or not. Whether they're our active enemy or not. Thank God for the Ananiases through the history of the church who've been willing to walk and reach out to people in rebellion or in their persecution or in their indifference. Ananias was stretched as well by this encounter with Paul. You see, Saul had God in a box. He couldn't be the Messiah in Jesus. Ananias was the in crowd. He figured it out. I got Jesus. But he had Jesus in a box. You can't possibly be calling me to walk in faith toward Saul. You're crazy, God. You want me to do dirty work? No. Ananias, no, Troy, I'm not crazy. I'm your perfect father. And I declare that each made in my image can be an instrument for my glory. Yahweh. As the praise team comes forward, I want to share with you lyrics from a praise song we're going to hear as we come to the table of the Lord today. It's called Hidden. H-I-D-D-E-N. It's by Will Reagan. And the last couple of weeks, as I've listened to this song, and I have a tendency, I get fixated on one song, and it just keeps playing in the office, and God speaks to me and gives me some things to think about with it. The lyrics go like this. There was one when I was young who knew my heart and knew my sorrow. He held my hand and led me to trust him. I kept thinking of Paul in this scripture, that from the beginning, God knew Saul completely. He knew Saul when Saul was a righteous worshiper of Yahweh. He knew Saul when Saul said, Jesus can't be the Messiah. He knew my heart. He knew Saul's sorrow. And he led him by the hand to trust him. Now I'm hidden, the song continues, in the safety of your love. I trust your heart and your intentions. That's what Paul was saying. What would you have me do? I trust you completely. I'm listening intently. You guide me through these many shadows. You are my vision, my reason for living. I can't explain it, this sweet assurance. I've never known this kind of friend. I want to seek you first. I want to love you more. I want to give you the honor you deserve, God. So I bow before you. I'm overcome by the beauty of your perfect love. I've thought about doing this for years, but I've never done this. I've done portrayals before, but I'm not a dancer. I'm not like a dramatist that way. But as I would listen to this song and hear these scriptures, I kept thinking, this is Saul's story. From persecution, house to house, overseeing the stoning of Stephen, imprisoning of men and women, lifting up Jesus' name, to being confronted by the Spirit on the road. Though Paul thought he was fully right, the Spirit drove him to his knees. He was blinded, and he had to depend on others. And he had to encounter Ananias, who himself was being taught it's not dirty work to encounter others in Jesus' name. It's God's glory through us. I offer this. I did it at 8 o'clock for the first time. I offer this. If this is a worship tool for you visually, great. If not, draw your attention away from the image I'm offering and focus on the words as we come to the table. This promise is for you and me.
Completely, I'm listening. goodness is unending. You are my vision, my reason for living. Your kindness leads me to repentance. I can't explain it, this sweet assurance, but I've never known this kind of friend. I can't explain it, this sweet assurance, but I've never known this kind of friend. The sun, moon, and stars shout your name. I want to seek you first. I want to love you more. I want to give you the honor you deserve. So I'll bow before you. I am overcome by the beauty of this perfect love.
Your heart and your intentions, trust you completely. I'm listening intently. You'll guide me through these many shadows.
Let us pray. Pour out your spirit on these gifts of bread and cup, Lord. Make them be for us the body of Christ, redeemed by your blood, that we might go into the world and be the body of Christ to feed and nourish, and to hear your call and claim upon your world and other souls beyond how we might view it. We thank you for the way your spirit intervenes, even and especially to this day, speak to us about our living, our loving, our dying, our being an instrument for your glory. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ and one in ministry to the world you sent Jesus to redeem. Help us in this moment, Lord, to confess our sin, our need, our blindness, to repent, and to embrace our call. Hear our prayers in this moment. Hear the good news. Christ did not come to condemn this world, but to redeem it. By his stripes and by his sacrificial gift, we are healed. The body of Christ broken, that in our brokenness we might be part of the wholeness God intends. And the cup of blessing, God's love and blood poured out for you and for all, that the Spirit might reach and bring home his children of sacred worth. Amen. Those serving communion, come forward, having cleansed their hands. You'll be given a portion of bread. You may either dip it directly in the chalice and receive it that way, or take the bread directly and then receive the cup of blessing by way of the tray, a small cup in the tray. There is gluten-free bread in front of the altar or the pulpit for those who would benefit from that. This is the table of the Lord. All who desire to come and eat with Jesus are welcome.
To be all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, you will find rest for your soul. You will find rest for your soul. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. And my burden is light.
Savior leads me. Who am I to ask beside? How could I doubt His tender mercy? Who through life has been my guide? And all the way my Savior leads me. Each is each winding path I tread. He gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with the living bread. You lead me, keep me from falling. You carry me close to your heart, and surely your goodness and mercy will. Of His love, oh, the sureness of His promise, in the triumph of His blood, when my spirit clothed immortal wings its flight to realms of day. My song through endless ages. Jesus led me all the way. Jesus led me all the way.
Eternal God, we thank you again and again for the mystery of your presence at this table. It's a constant reminder in the life of the church. You set a table without anyone earning an invitation to it or being worthy of it. You set it because you want to reach us and meet us and recreate us image of yourself, of the breath that we name. Lord, we thank you that our forebears in the Christian faith, and in particular in Methodism, understood the fullness of Jesus' teachings to our own limitations, that what we say and sing and speak Sunday morning needs to be part and parcel of who and how we are through the days you gift us. Help us never to be hidden from the world as witnesses of yours. And encourage us that we can forever be hidden in the sacredness of your grace and the assurance that you're up to something. Nothing but nothing will have ultimate victory over you. You are the King, King of glory, and the Lord of life. And we thank you for this holy moment this morning. Help us, Lord, as we rise and we sing, to take it as a challenge and a course with the breath we have to go forth to be that living witness of testimony and triumph. Meet us in those moments where we think it's dirty work. All for your glory. And the people of God said, amen. I invite you to rise as able to sing.
There was one when I was young who knew my heart, he knew my soul.
Stay.